Homestead sends shockwaves around the state, and a freshman hooper generates a buzz. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
It had all the makings of an incredible high school football game, and Friday's matchup between defending Division I champion Arrowhead and Division II champ Homestead certainly lived up to the hype. Arrowhead jumped out to an early 7-0 lead, but the Homestead defense dug in and kept it at that margin until halftime. The offense was then able to grind out a third quarter score, setting up a momentous final quarter. Led by a pair of crucial scrambles from quarterback Nick Allen, the Highlanders of Homestead marched down the field and scored when the senior signal caller slipped into the end zone from 2 yards out. Homestead held off Arrowhead's last gasp effort at the end and ran out the clock for a 13-7 victory. In a matchup that has decided the Big 8 title the last 2 years, Sun Prairie went back and forth with Verona on Friday night before a partially blocked 36-yard field goal from senior Dustin Wonderland gave the Cardinals the win and an early leg up in the conference race. The Eastern Valley Conference is one of the deepest leagues in the state and featured a pair of outstanding matchups last weekend. While Packa pulled away from freedom behind senior quarterback Nate Jensen, while Matt Ferris threw for 378 yards and 6 scores as Xavier routed Little Chute 47-7. He starts his first day of high school this week, but Wisconsin Rapids freshman Philip Florey has already made his college choice. The 6'3 guard received a scholarship offer from Marquette coach Buzz Williams last week and gave the Golden Eagles a verbal commitment on Saturday. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.